Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Final segment coming here on WEEI with KJ and Lyons. Thank you for spending your Saturdays with us. We really appreciate it. 617-779-7937, text line 37937. John, we've been tagged up now for maybe, it hasn't even been a dozen shows.
Maybe a dozen.
I don't even think
we started in the August, right?
Yes. So maybe a
we're
dozen.
We're right on that edge. Yeah.
We're getting fan mail. Usually not nice, but still getting. You know what? They see you as the good cop and see me as the bad cop.
Okay.
I think it's played perfectly.
Yeah, right, I think you're a nice guy. You're not quite the bad cop guy.
Yeah, but don't blow my. Do we want to say you're not really that nice?
Or maybe I'm the deep cover bad cop. I'm just appearing to be nice, you know. And I'll reveal myself in March or something.
You know what it is, and this is the funny thing, because John's level of intellect is so high that he's a good guy to not do devious things, but his mind is always thinking. And so, what's funny is because as a teacher, my wife was a teacher at one time. There's a part of me that's like, wow, I sometimes have to remember that I'm not one of her students. And so John does not do that, but John has such a high level of intellect. Like if you ask him how many people does it take to screw in a light bulb, he's going to give you a mathematic problem of the best and effective way.
Instead of just saying one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's just saying one, he'll give you the effective way of like the balance of shifting weight between what's, if the person's stronger with the right arm, how conducive are they crossing the body, depending on how they go up the ladder. That's the math John would do. I would say hire somebody if you've got to ask that question, right? Like, just hire somebody. So appreciate you, John.
Appreciate you, KJ.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in and joining us and seeing, you know, I've joked around with Ken Laird saying that. I'm kind of like Ric Flair of the station here. Like, I could win a singles title and I could win you a tag team title if you need it, damn it. So, you know, I really appreciate it. So, a lot of fun working with you and look forward to continuing to work with you here moving forward.
Yeah. We're going to be busy over the holidays. So, all those people sending us hate mail, get excited because we'll be in next Friday night, then a bunch of times the week of Christmas. So, if you hate listening to us, tune in coming up in December.
Look, we don't take ourselves seriously, but we are enjoyable. And that is very, very key in this industry. Like, if I was supposed to be your expert, like, trees. Yeah, that's why they don't have sex talk with porn stars on the radio. Like, everybody does some things, and some people just are better at acclimating themselves into the conversation than others.
It's not a direction I thought we'd go, but
I thought about it in college. I was broke. Look, here are the college football rankings going into today: Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Washington 3, Florida State 4. On the outside, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Alabama. Let's go ahead and scratch Oregon off this college playoff list, because I think what Washington did last night was guarantee that they are going to be one of the four playoff teams, so we know that. Where it gets interesting, and I don't know how much of it, we'll get to the Georgia game in a second. The Michigan game, I don't think against Iowa is going to be anything interesting, so we might scratch Michigan in there, would you say?
Yeah, I would after last night. I'd probably put Washington ahead of Michigan. I'd put Washington at two and Michigan at three. And the thing about Michigan, if they beat Iowa, that's only going to be the third-ranked team they've beaten. Now, granted, one of them was Ohio State, a top-five team, but now Washington's beaten Oregon twice, including when Oregon was a top-five team
once
last
at home
night
as well. Yep.
So, and actually, that is now Washington's fifth win over a ranked team. So I would put them ahead of Michigan.
You might make an argument that Washington could be the best ranked, could be the best team in America. Not in terms of what I see on paper, not in terms of what my eyes are telling me, but in terms of just what they've been able to do, where with Georgia, I joked when I was on BetQL at the beginning of the football season with a guy down in Atlanta, hey, you know, when is the cupcake frosting come in for the Georgia schedule? And here's why I think the Florida State-Georgia games are interesting coming up. That's why you don't want to miss the SEC championship game playing here on WEEI at 3:30 after KJ and Lions. I believe if Georgia loses, they get punished for their weak schedule and they're out as a one loss.
So I could see them still being in because Georgia, I know you mentioned weak schedule. I mean, they've beaten four ranked teams this year and they blew out three of those four, including number nine at the time, Ole Miss. So like they've had a tougher schedule than I think it appeared at the beginning of the year. And look, the last time a team won three national championships in a row was the 1930s. So it's a very difficult thing to do. It doesn't really happen much. But to me, Georgia, of all these teams we're talking about in the top five, top six, they're the only team that is top 10 in both offense and defense. Like, this is still an elite team. So, I mean, I think they win today. But even if they lose, I could see them dropping from, like, 1-4. Because then if you want to compare the one-loss teams, like, I'd still probably take Georgia over Texas. I'd take Georgia over Ohio State. And Bama beat Georgia, but so Texas beat Bama. And is Bama going to jump all the way from 8 up to a top 4? I mean, it's possible, but Georgia has a better resume than maybe it looked like it was going to be at the beginning of the year.
So let's look at 5, 6, 7, 8 going into last night. Oregon, take them out. Ohio State, I think, sits in a waiting spot for somebody major to drop. Like, two shoes have to drop for Ohio State. I don't know if that happens.
I think Texas, it's already not happening. Sorry to cut you off, KJ, but with Texas, they're up 42-14 on Oklahoma State right now in the fourth quarter. So I think that win is going to seal the fate of Ohio State. They're not going to be in.
See, I would be on the other side of that ledger saying that, hey, Ohio State, their one loss is potentially to the number one team after all this is said and done and didn't get a chance to play after that. With Texas, to no fault of their own, by losing to Oklahoma and Oklahoma going on to lose to Kansas and to Oklahoma State, that hurts Texas. I don't care if they have that one win over Alabama. I'm more, because I really believe, especially with the SEC, they sometimes rank these other teams just so that way the conversation is still there at the end of the year. Because, okay, yeah, Ole Miss at 10-2 is the 11th ranked team in the country. You're going to tell me that they're worse than Penn State, right? Like, Penn State is nowhere in the conversation at 10-2. They're behind Missouri, okay? So Ole Miss, this team that Georgia beat earlier, is not better than a 10-2 Missouri team. So there's where I start to have some of the issues because I think they have to play this numbers game because there was an interesting fact when Georgia played Tennessee a couple weeks ago. It was the first time in their win streak in like 20-something games that Georgia was playing a ranked team on the road. Are you kidding me? Right. So to me, if Georgia doesn't win this game against Alabama, their one loss shines greater than all their other wins, I believe. And Alabama says, you know what? Our one loss is to Texas on pretty much a one possession game.
The scenario I could see there, KJ, is I could see Bama and Texas both getting in if the committee doesn't want Florida State in. So if Florida State loses, or even if they win, but they don't look good, because the thing about Florida State, and I know it's never happened that an undefeated Power 5 conference champ has been left out of the college football playoff.
And
but
it won't change.
But they're on their backup quarterback. They didn't really play that well against Florida last week, and they've only beaten two ranked teams this year. Now, one of them was number 5 LSU on opening weekend, but they only have two wins versus ranked teams. So even if they beat Louisville, that would only be their third win against a ranked team. And if Bama beats Georgia and Texas continues this blowout, I might look at those two teams and say, yeah, I think they're better than Florida State. And I wonder if the committee would too. Now, that would be very controversial. It would piss off a lot of people. But
you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it because it's a Power 5 conference.
And that's the thing, right? It's never happened before. But if I'm honestly looking at the four best teams, I would say the winner of Georgia-Alabama, Michigan, Washington, and then probably Texas. So if Georgia beats Alabama, hey, whatever, then they're in no matter what. But I don't know if I look at Florida State without Jordan Travis as good as a Texas who's fully loaded and blowing out OK State, or an Alabama that beats Georgia. Like, that's if Jordan Travis was healthy, I'd say slam dunk they're in. But that's what gives me pause.
So the other side of that is, what if Florida State wins the game tonight against Louisville with their backup quarterback, then get their starting quarterback when it comes bowl season, right? So
yeah.
That's why I don't think you can really play that dance when it terms, like, if you have an undefeated Power 5 conference team and they win their championship, so obviously they, if they're undefeated, they won their championship, they're in.
And, that, so, and in defense of that, too, Ohio State, the first ever college football playoff winner in 2014, did it with a third-string quarterback. So, like, right. That does give Florida State some ammo there for that. And that, to me, that's the – I would not be shocked, KJ, if Louisville wins this game. So, and then I think Florida State's definitely out. If they
lose,
it
would have been a better story if Louisville didn't lose to Kentucky last week, and if Louisville won tonight, then you would have a lot of bedlam going on where you'd probably have two one-loss teams in there. Instead of the one. Here's where I think Georgia loses today. I think you end up with Michigan 1, Washington 2. I think Florida State stays at 4, and then probably Alabama. I think they leapfrog Texas, because you don't have to reward a conference champion with a one loss. You don't have to reward them. So you can make the argument for Texas, but then you would say, well, you know what? Oklahoma fell apart. Oklahoma State was really kind of forced narrative. TCU was a horrible team this year.
And Bama got a lot better. Since that Texas loss, they are a different team than they were when they lost to Texas.
Right, and Alabama, really, after that Auburn win, and if they win again today, they are a team you would say they are the hottest one-loss team that can do damage in this playoff. Because, again, if you're a Power 5 conference winner but you're not undefeated, I don't think there has to be a guarantee that they put you in.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Like, if you're a one-loss conference champ. But the problem with Texas is, like, if I'm a Texas fan, like, we beat Alabama by 10 points in Alabama. And I think that should count for some. Like, this is a tough spot for the committee. If I'm the committee,
but
if I'm on the committee, I'm
Oklahoma State, Oklahoma team that lost to Oklahoma State and lost to Kansas.
If I'm on the committee, I am hoping for a Florida State loss and a Georgia win, because then I can put Texas in. I don't have to worry about the Florida State backup quarterback thing. Bama's not leapfrogging anybody. So that, to me, is kind of the cleanest scenario, unless, of course, you just put Florida State in and, you know, the top four all win. But I think if Bama wins, it creates a lot of problems for the selection committee.
Yeah, I think you automatically take Ohio State out, right? Because you couldn't even get to a conference final game to determine your fate, right?
Yeah, it's the only way I could see Ohio State getting in is if Michigan and FSU and Georgia all lose. Like, if they all lose and Washington's your only undefeated team, then I could maybe see a path for Ohio State. But even then, it's tough.
That's very hard to imagine, that Michigan losing.
That's the thing. And even then, like, a one-loss Georgia team, I'd still probably like them more than Ohio State. I would like Bama more. I would like Texas more. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah, I would like Georgia better as a one-loss over Ohio State, because they would both be in kind of this equal librium. This is where you might make the argument where, okay, where does Texas fit in this? Because if Texas beat Alabama and Alabama beat Georgia, does Georgia go behind Texas? I say no. And again, it goes back to, they lost to Oklahoma, who would then go on to lose. It wasn't like, hey, Oklahoma was undefeated, and then their last loss and their only loss is the final game against Texas. That's why, I mean, granted, the Red River Shootout, I think it'd be something different moving forward. But I just find it very hard for Texas to be considered, that the team that they lost against within the next few weeks, within the next 4 weeks, would lose two games to lesser opponents. That's why I think they pushed Ohio, they pushed a number on Oklahoma State so hard. Like, you're going to tell me they're the 18th best team in the country. I think you're only telling me that because they're playing Texas and you want some eyes on the game. Yeah, you're not going to tell me that they beat a qualified. You would have to say, out of all the teams that are playing in their conference championships today, Oklahoma State's the worst team.
Maybe Iowa, because they can't score, but they still won 10 games and have a great defense. Yeah, you're probably right. Oklahoma State's probably the worst team.
They're a three-loss team now after losing to Texas today. So
this would be their fourth loss today, actually.
Yeah.
They're 9-3 coming in, yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? Texas beating a 9-3 team to win their championship versus Alabama beating an undefeated number one ranked team for their championship, and there's one spot remaining. There's no way you can tell me that Texas gets in before Alabama.
Yeah, and I think, and let's say Alabama wins big over Georgia, then I think it's easier to put them in. But let's say they win on a last-second field goal. It's tough. I mean, I think the committee really wants Georgia to just win and Florida State to either win big and look fine or lose and they can put Texas in.
Right. So I think the committee here, I'm with you right there. We want Florida State to lose.
Yeah. Or so, win by 30 and you're like, okay, they'll be fine with the backup quarterback.
Right. Well, again, it'll be a few weeks. You might get your starting quarterback by then.
I think he's going to be out, Jordan Travis, the playoff.
I think they made him even questionable today.
I haven't seen the injury report for that. So I'm not, yeah. They may have, I haven't seen it.
So remember, right after KJ and Lyons here, 3:30 on WEEI, it will be the SEC Championship, Georgia against Alabama. Georgia looking to stay undefeated. Alabama looking to make a case to be that fourth team into the playoffs. But right now, it's time to trend with Nico.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Yeah! What's your favorite color, baby?
KJ and Lyons, WEEI. Thank you so much for hanging out on your Saturday. We're about 6 minutes away from Georgia. Alabama SEC Championship. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for hanging out for the last 3.5 hours. You missed any? The Odyssey app is free. What is your favorite color, John?
Probably blue, I would guess.
Yeah. A blue guy I am too. Yeah. So blue is my favorite color. Before we get into move them in, move them out, something crazy happened this week, John. So I'm reading this story in the Globe that's going back over the Chuck Stewart case. And the reason why I'm reading it is because when I first came to Boston back in like 1999, 2000, I was working at a station, WILD, over in Roxbury. And I remember interviewing with the woman at the time who was in charge of like the Mission Hill district. And through years, I had a Mission Hill coffee cup until I think an ex-girlfriend threw it at me one night, broke it. I'm like, yeah, that means a lot. But as I was reading the story, one part of the story says, hey, there was a crisscross poster on some teenager's wall. And I added tweet the Globe. I was like, how does a crisscross poster end up on someone's wall in 1989? And they don't come out till 1992. So they were able to correct that and put that in the story to show that it was actually from a civil case. The photo was and unmarked that would come in 92. Because I was like, wait a minute. I'm enjoying reading the story, but you ever read something you're like, okay, that's not true.
Yeah.
Do you do those things?
In my head, I'll be like, that's not correct.
It happened to me on my honeymoon. I'm in San Diego, and I'm a huge Led Zeppelin guy. And one of their bigger bootleg concert shows is from the San Diego Sports Arena. So the guy who's driving the car, he said, oh, yeah, you know, I saw them in concert at this same arena. I was like, oh, how cool. Did you see the 77 tour? Would you go to the 75 tour? He was just like, no. Nah. He's like, I went my senior year in like 85. I was like, Led Zeppelin had been over for 5 years. Like, you didn't see them at this place in 85. He's like, well, I graduated in 85. I was like, well, I believe you graduated in 85. I was like, but you didn't see this group. They had been, the drummer had been dead for 5 years. Like, you didn't see this group. My wife gave me that hard nudge, like, let it go.
Yeah, tough to see a group when they're dead.
Right, when they're no longer a group, you know? So I'm that type of person, like, I'm not going to argue too much, but if it's like it's a damn out and out, like, not, doesn't match, I got to say something. So remember, you can follow us at Twitter, at The Real John Lyons, at KJ Carson, of course, at WEEI. Before we say our thank yous and goodbyes, Nico, hit it!
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
It's go time, you and me.
La-la-la-la-la. You insulted him a little bit.
Too bad we can't stay, baby.
All right, John, I'm going to give you a series of New England figures. Do you move them in or do you move them out? Ready?
Ready.
Move them in or move them out. The Carolina Panthers go all in for the interim head coach and win enough games to not finish with the worst record in the NFL this year. Or will they not move out of having the worst record in the NFL?
They are going to have the worst record in the NFL, and the Chicago Bears are going to be very grateful for that.
Yeah, because if they improve themselves, then guess who improves as well? The New England Patriots potentially could get to the two, maybe even the one spot. I think it's quite a bit much. Move them in or move them out. Attempt to trade Mac Jones out of New England in the offseason or have him back in camp as the number two QB next year.
I'd attempt to trade him. I just don't know if anyone's going to want him, but I would attempt to trade him.
I say have him back. Kind of chew on what's in front of you. Maybe you compete. Give it one more try, like the Brian McKnight song, or One Last Cry. And see if there's a deal for him coming down the road, especially once you get into next season. If you establish, let's say, Malik Cunningham is your third quarterback, or some, you've got a strong number three, and you're definitely riding with the number one, you'll be able to trade the number two. Okay, last one. Move him in or move him out? Move Chris Sale into a setup reliever role to preserve his pitch count, or keep putting him out there as a frontline 1-2 starter?
I keep him as a starter, but I think he's going to end up being a 4 or 5 starter. But I still think that's more valuable.
Frontline 1-2, right? Because if you're 4 or 5,
he's not going to be a frontline starter for me. He's going to be a 4 or 5. So
okay, you like that? It's pretty simple, right? Move him in. You know who did the cuts and scratches at the very beginning of this production?
No.
Me! That's who? Me! Look at all the stuff we put into this show. It's like a 25-pound
KJ, move
show.
Him in.
Well, KJ's already here.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. Yeah.
I've got a little thing. I've got an employee number and everything. So thank you so much for being here again. All right, John, give me your four teams real quick that are national championship playoff.
Georgia, Michigan, Washington, and Texas.
Give me Michigan, Washington, it'll be Alabama, and I don't know who I'm missing. Who cares? Nico, thank you so much for your hard work. Have a great Saturday. We'll talk to you again next week here on WEEI. See ya!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.